This podcast helps you understand the tighter controls Elizabeth's government placed on Catholics during 1581 to 1603. Elizabeth's government had to find some way of ending the revival of Catholic recusancy. In 1581, Parliament passed the Act of Persuasions. This raised the fine for recusancy by 10,000% to £20 per month, roughly the income of most landowning gentry families. It also added an extra fine of £200 each year for persistent recusants, imposed a fine of £66 on anyone who attended a service of Mass, and allowed the imprisonment of recusants who failed to pay their fines within 3 months. Finally, it said that anyone who persuaded a Protestant to become a Catholic was guilty of treason against the Queen's supremacy and should be put to death. Only the wealthiest Catholics could pay these new fines. The Catholic recusants were constantly in and out of prison. Each time they were released, these Catholics paid another fine, but the richest still refused to attend church. Some even attended secret services of Mass in prison, taken by priests who were fellow prisoners. In 1582, 4 priests even broke into York Prison to say Mass with the Catholics there. One was captured as they climbed out. The government saw priests as the heart of the Catholic resistance. In 1585, an act against priests allowed the death penalty for anyone who offered shelter or aid to a Roman Catholic priest. Acting on information from neighbours or informers, soldiers might appear at a Catholic house at any time and carry out a search. The repression of Catholics tightened still further. The Queen wanted to increase her income from fining Catholics. In 1587, another recusancy act allowed the government to take 2/3 of the land owned by any recusant who had fallen behind with paying fines. Even the wealthiest Catholics, like Tresham, were being driven into debt, which was becoming the main reason for imprisonment. Poorer Catholics suffered even more. In 1588, the Catholic King of Spain, Philip II, sent his armada to invade England and return it to the Catholic faith. Elizabeth's government arrested all the most influential Catholics to stop them leading an uprising in England in support of the Spanish. 11 Catholic laymen, people who were not priests, were executed in 1588 for aiding priests or for encouraging Protestants to convert to Catholicism. In 1593, the government added to Catholics' social isolation by passing the Act Restraining Recusants. This required Catholics over the age of 16 to stay within 5 miles of their home at all times. It also banned them from holding large gatherings. By 1603, a tiny minority of the population, barely 1 or 2%, remained Catholic in England.
This podcast is from Hodder GCSE History, Dynamic Learning, and is copyright Hodder & Stoughton.